Welcome to The Point for April 1st. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. New York State just legalized marijuana for full adult use, meaning adults 21 and over can now possess and consume up to 3 ounces of the once prohibited pot. The law also requires expungement, which means that those with criminal convictions that would be otherwise legal under the new law will have those prior convictions removed from their record. And this is a big deal. The United States has come a long way on the public and government's posture toward marijuana legalization. And at this point, states moving to legalize are becoming the rule, not the exception. Right now, 15 states have enacted legislation to regulate marijuana for adult use, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. And there are even more states in the pipeline, especially along the East Coast. That includes, for starters, Virginia. The Democratic-controlled legislature has already sent a bill that would legalize recreational marijuana to Governor Ralph Northam, who supports the measure. But Northam is now under pressure to amend the bill to make the law go into effect even sooner than 2024, as the bill is currently written. And then there's Pennsylvania. A bipartisan effort is underway in the Keystone State's legislature to fully legalize, a step beyond the state's current legal medical marijuana operations. Pennsylvania's governor and lieutenant governor have been vocal supporters of legalization efforts, even though multiple bills have failed in previous legislative sessions because of Republican opposition. And don't forget about New Mexico. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, included legalization in her legislative priorities this year. Though the bill hit some roadblocks in the legislative session last month, Grisham announced there would be a special session just to get this done. So let's get to the point. This state-by-state movement goes to show that the shifting attitudes toward criminal justice and marijuana use, and perhaps some recognizing the new revenue source, are bringing about real policy changes at the state level. And that is The Point for April 1st, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you'd like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.